The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Tuesday's racing on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio with Gordon Brown, Sean Quinn and Mark Slater in the studio. They'll be live from 12:30pm on Tuesday for the meetings at Huntingdon, Lingfield and Sedgefield in the afternoon. And we'll finish the day with all weather action on the Polytrack at Wolverhampton in the evening. So four meetings to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Lord John Budden. How are you, John?
I'm very well indeed, Mark, and much looking forward to Tuesday's cards.
Good. I must apologise for the abrupt end to that jingle. We seem to be having a little bit of a problem with the cart wall, but never mind. That's not why we're here to listen to music, John. We're here to talk about the racing, and we're going to start, as we usually do, on a Tuesday with the Monday jury, and a good Monday jury to look forward to, John. Some interesting action going on over the last week or so.
Yeah, very interesting. Great to see the jumpers back in action, and, amazing that some of the bigger names already running.
Yes, some big names indeed, and one of those is Melodic Rendezvous, who is the subject of the first question. Do you believe that Melodic Rendezvous will end up a live champion hurdle contender?
Briefly, yes, I do, Mark. Niall Hannity, you know, said about this time last year, there is a horse of Jeremy Scott's that you've really got to watch during the coming winter, and that is Melodic Rendezvous. And how right Mr. Versatility was. Won a race at Cheltenham. A good one. I strongly fancied Nicky Richards' horse, Edouard, in that contest. He was ridden by David Russell, made favourite, came to the last with every chance, but it was Melodic Rendezvous who came through to win very comfortably. And then confirmed that throughout the winter and the spring, won the Tolworth hurdle in very good style at Sandown. Would have been strongly fancied for his Cheltenham engagement had he not just had a setback a little bit before. And I thought an excellent run in the elite hurdle. He slipped on the run in, but still managed to beat a horse who is really a decent animal in Far West. So that was a very good start, and I think he certainly will be in contention.
Okay. 20-1 at the moment on the anti-post betting for the champion hurdle, so a bit of each way value there. The new one, Our Connor and Hurricane Fly, and My Tent, I mean, all yours, are the four vying for favouritism at the top.
Yeah, you know, he would have to be sort of 16-1, 20-1 shot, yeah. But as a contender, quite definitely. I think if he's fit, he will be there.
Okay. Second question then, John. Does Standing Ovation strike you as a Grand National horse?
No. Having said yes to the first one, no to the second one. I think he's a very decent handicap chaser. He jumped well and won extremely well at Wincanton. He seems to be going up the tree, but I think it's far, far too early, Mark, to start talking about the Grand National. You know, there's whatever it is, sort of 6 months to go. I also think he's a free-running sort, and free-running sorts don't very often win the Grand National. So, quite frankly, I'd say no.
Okay. There need to be quite a bit of improvement as well, wouldn't there? He's off a mark of 120 at the moment. He need to be better than that, wouldn't he?
Well, very much so. Yeah. To get in, he's got to be something like 140. But he is climbing up the tree. Mm. But, you know, he's got to go on running, you see. You can't go on running throughout the year and win the Grand National, in my view.
No, that's fair enough. A long way to go before we get to the Grand National anyway. So let's move on to the third question. What other horses have impressed you since the jump season started in earnest?
Well, the one who's impressed me most of all was Third Intention. I've said that before. I think he has improved enormously, and the Tizards, clearly rate him highly. He jumped absolutely magnificently at Cheltenham when we saw him at the open meeting, and he's had a bit of a tweak, I think, with the wind, and that looked as though it had made all the difference. I should be very interested, were he to run in the Paddy Power. I think Third Intention impressed me mostly, but more recently, up north, there's not been a great deal of racing, but Lucinda Russell's horses are coming into form, and she's got a very good novice chaser called Green Flag. It was a point-to-point winner, did very well over hurdles, but chasing's always been the game, and two wins. An excellent win over Imperial Vic at Kelso, really showed guts, I thought, first time out, and a confidence-boosting win at Ayr. This is a good horse.
And interesting that Lucinda Russell herself puts up Green Flag in the Racing Post version of the Monday Jury.
I didn't read it on purpose, Mark. that is very interesting, yes, because, it's always impressed me, Green Flag over hurdles, and he's made a very, very good start.
OK. We've got some good racing to look forward to this weekend, John, or the coming weekend. The Paddy Power Gold Cup and the Greatwood Hurdle. So who would you like for both of those two races?
Well, just mention Third Intention. There appear to be a lot of question marks as to whether horses will or will not run in this race, Mark. Were Third Intention to go, would be my first choice. Similarly, if Dean Ast did go, but there now appears to be question mark about Dean Ast altogether, whether he's going to Haydock or whether he's going to Cheltenham. It's up in the air. The one horse who's certain, I think, to run in the Paddy Power, goes well early on, is Champion Court. And I think the trainer is definitely aiming this horse at the Paddy Power. He likes Cheltenham. He jumps really well, goes on any sort of ground, and hasn't been disgraced in top-class company. So I would go for Champion Court as my selection for the Paddy Power.
OK, we have Antipost betting on that as well. Champion Court is 10-1. Dynast, you mentioned there, John, might not go to the race, but is the 11-2 market leader at the time of recording. And Third Intention, another one you mentioned in there, currently 20-1 on that betting.
Yes, the betting would suggest that the Tizards are aiming at something else. I think Champion Court at 10-1 is a fair bet.
OK, what about the Greatwood Hurdle then, John? Cash and Go, the 7-1 leader, market leader as we record this. Pine Creek is 8-1. It's then 12 for Far West and Mr. Mole and River Maig and Rolling Star, and then 14-1 or bigger price as the rest. So the only two in single figures, John, Cash and Go and Pine Creek.
Yes, Nicky Henderson's got a strong sort of entry in this contest, Mark, and it's the sort of time of the year that his star horses begin to roll, and I mention roll because Rolling Star is the horse I rather like of Nicky Henderson's, if he goes, and I thought Rolling Star was excellent at Kempton, I think it was last spring, and is a really decent horse in the making. So Rolling Star would interest me, but I'd have to go for Pine Creek at this stage. John Ferguson's horse is in really tremendous shape. No jockey riding better than Dennis O'Regan, and Pine Creek was a really handsome winner, I thought, at Ascot. Showed a great deal of speed and acceleration and will be very fit.
OK, those are some of the contests this weekend. A real mouth-watering one in Ireland as well on Sunday. Hurricane Fly and Jerski take each other on in the Morgiana Hurdle at Punchestown, John. Do you think, out of those two, who would you prefer in the race?
I think the Mullings Camp will have Hurricane Fly very fit for this race. There must be a slight question if he can go on and on winning the Champion Hurdle every year, Mark. He's got to win sometime. But as a result, I think he'll be very fit first time. And I think, that he'll be making hay while the sun, in question mark, shines. Mm. So I think Hurricane Fly would be my choice at this stage. A little bit later in the season, I'm a great follower of Jeske, and I hope he's going to build on last year's form. I thought he was a bit unlucky against Champagne Fever, and I think he has definitely got the potential to go very well at the top level. But in the immediate future, I thought Hurricane Fly would probably win.
Okay. Final question, John. We saw Tony McCoy hit 4,000 winners last week, and the final question is, last but not least, what would your gut feeling be about when Tony McCoy will retire?
I think he'll make up his mind himself. I think he'll go on as long as he thinks he's riding as well as he is at the moment and hasn't deteriorated. And it's what he loves doing, Mark, more than anything else. I mean, he has improved enormously in sort of media relations. I thought he was extremely good in the various media questionnaires that came his way after the 4,000th win. But even so, he's not really a natural behind the microphone. He doesn't apparently want to train. So what is he going to do in the future? Answer, he must go on riding as long as he possibly can. And I hope he will be allowed to do that quietly and that there won't be pressure on him with people saying, when are you going to retire, Tony, all the time. And that'll just force him to make up his mind. I think he's just got to do it himself.
Okay. I think David Baxter has a very good point in the Racing Post as well. He said he reached 4,000 winners and then went to Southall for one ride in a bumper on the next day. So if he's still going for one ride, it shows that he's still got the hunger for the game, doesn't it?
I think he definitely has the hunger for the game, Mark, yes. And, you know, when that hunger begins to, you know, just abate a bit, then I think he'll make up his mind straight away.
Yeah. And who's to say he won't reach 5,000 anyway? It's not too far away, is it?
That might be asking a bit much, Mark.
Great stuff. So that's the Monday jury then for another week. A good Monday jury this week. But we'll move on to Tuesday's racing, John. You've picked out three races, one at Huntingdon and two at Sedgefield. And the first of which is the 210 at Huntingdon. It's the William Hill, the Jumps, Michael Mass Hurdle, which is a handicap over 2 miles and four furlongs and 110 yards. And Broadway Buffalo had a very good start to his career, but up in class for the last two of the efforts, has not quite reached the heights that maybe some people were hoping, but at this level, back down into class two, he's got to be competitive, hasn't he?
He's got a great chance, Mark, yes. I just sort of query as to whether he's seriously disappointed in the last two races. He did in the penultimate. There were a lot of people who thought he would go extremely well in that listed hurdle at Aintree, and frankly, he did disappoint. But it could be, you know, quite a lot of young horses have spent their force by the time it comes to April, and he'd run some good races before that. I thought he ran very well on his reappearance. He was a Chepstow, of course, which is you know, pretty testing and grueling. He showed a lot of enthusiasm. He hurdled well, and coming towards the last flight, I thought he was going to win. Then he just wrapped that last flight, just lost a bit of momentum, long run in, Shamik Boy and a few others got past him in the last sort of 100 yards. But Huntingdon will be a very, very different kettle of fish. It'll be a faster ground, it's a sharper course, a short run in. I think Broadway Buffalo is going to go very well in this contest. Okay. Of the others, Vulcanite, back over hurdles, not a horse I follow. A Hidden Identity is one who could go very well. Also one at Chepstow beat open day. The big danger is Zyder Z. Hasn't yet done it over hurdles, but, you know, class horse on the flat with John Gosden. And John Ferguson has got him. His horse is in very good shape. I mentioned Dennis O'Regan. I think it's between Broadway Buffalo and Zyder Z. And I just feel Broadway Buffalo will be nicely coming to the boil for the race.
Okay, so Zyder Z then for you, John, in the 210. On to the 220 at Sedgefield next. This is the John Smith's Novices Limited Handicap Chase, a Class 3 handicap chase over 2.5 miles. And where do you want to start in this one, John? Atlanta Falcon?
Well, I thought that there were two horses who had every right to be there and mentioned. Atlanta Falcon was one of them, and Seedsman was another. Not that keen, actually, on Atlanta Falcon, so I just penciled through him. I just mentioned Seedsman because I think he's still trained by Charlie Edgerton, and Charlie Edgerton rather likes coming up to Sedgefield. He likes the steak pie and mushy peas, and his horses often run quite well at the County Durham track. But frankly, I think it's between two at the bottom. And they both ran, Mark, at Carlisle over hurdles on the same afternoon about a fortnight or 3 weeks ago. Coverholder will be my choice, trained by Sue and Harvey Smith. Ran up a sequence of wins over hurdles in the middle of last season. Handicapper could hardly believe it. He kept sort of putting Coverholder up by 4 or 5 pounds, and still Coverholder went on winning. Well, you know, he's up to a very high mark now, but I thought he ran remarkably well at Carlisle. He tried to make all the running. He was still going strongly as they turned for home, but he was beaten in the end fairly comfortably by Upswing. But that horse is extremely useful. John Joe O'Neill, I think, has got a real star in the future with Upswing. So it's no disgrace. He's got to go over fences, cover holders, got no further future over hurdles. And Sedgefield is a track where the Smiths do very well. It doesn't take a great deal of jumping. Good sort of sharp track for a front runner like cover holder. So he'll be the choice. And I thought Rocking Blues is interesting for the Dobbin yard. Again, Rose Dobbin's horse is running much better at the moment than they have been, you know, over the past two seasons. This horse ran very well first time out of a hurdles at Carlisle. Came to the last flight with a fair chance, run out of it on the run-in on the day that Tony McCoy had five winners, you may remember,
yep.
And Finding Your Feet was one of those five winners. But a fair second, and it's got a future over the bigger obstacles. But cover holder will be the choice.
Okay, cover holder then. In the 220 and onto the 250 at Sedgefield then for the final race we're going to look at. This is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles and 11 of them in the field for this, John, so a little bit more competitive.
Yeah, very much more competitive. And a couple I like in this race, you could mention Waltz Dancer for the Reeveleys, who have a very good record at Sedgefield. Call It On for Philip Kirby. But I think that one is getting a little bit too high in the weights. The two I'm going for are Cumbrian Trained. Oh, bias, bias. I do think One for Harry has got a chance in this race. I was quite impressed with the way that Nicky Richards' horse ran at Carlisle. He finished third to Upswing and Cover Holder. He was run out of it from about the second last flight, but he stayed on quite well, and that was, I thought, a promising start. I think One for Harry will go quite well, but I've got to go for Jimmy Moffitt's horse now. Jimmy Moffitt's team are going well. He was a bit unlucky with a hurdler called Smart Ruler at Musselburgh on last Friday. Fell two out, went almost sure to be in the mix. And Sam Lord is very much a Sedgefield specialist. He loves the place, and Jimmy Moffitt tries to get him there as often as possible. I thought he ran a very promising first race here. He finished in the end second. It was won by Dynamic Drive, not a great animal, but Maurice Barnes's horse was very fit, and Sam Lord ran on nicely to finish second. Well weighted, I think he's got a good chance here, so Sam Lord will be my choice in this 250, just to get the better of One for Harry.
Okay, Sam Lord then in the 250. Let's just have a quick summary, John, if you wouldn't mind, of the three races on Tuesday.
Well, I think the 210 at Huntington is between Broadway Buffalo and Zyder Z, and I'm just going for Zyder Z. In the 220 at Sedgefield, a definite plus for cover holder, and in the 250, Jimmy Moffitt in good form, Sam Lord looks well weighted.
Okay, good stuff, John. Thank you very much. Enjoy on Tuesday.
Thank you, Mark.
So there you go, the thoughts of Lord John Budden then on Tuesday's racing at Huntingdon and Sedgefield. You'll hear all of Tuesday's racing on Racing Radio from 12:30 p.m. It'll be Gordon Brown, Sean Quinn and Mark Slater in the studio. Huntingdon, Lingfield and Sedgefield are the meetings in the afternoon, and an evening fixture on the Poly Track at Wolverhampton. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Tuesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.